Looking at our world from a theological perspective. This is the Theology Central Podcast, making theology central.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm sorry, I just hit the microphone. Good afternoon, everyone. And boom, knocked the microphone over. Well, that'd be dramatic. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm sick of this place. And I knocked the microphone over. I wasn't trying to knock the microphone over. I really wasn't. But when you're live on the air, I can't edit this out. So good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. It is Saturday, October the 23rd, 2021. It is 12:25 p.m. Central Time. And I'm coming to you live. You know where, from the empty sanctuary of Victory Baptist Church located right here in Ovalle, Texas. And most importantly, it's not that important where I'm coming to you live from. It's probably not important the date or time or anything else, but it is important for you to know this. We're going to do a book giveaway. Yes, it is time once again for me to turn on the microphone and tell you that we're giving away a book, and we want you to be a part of it. We want you to get a copy. We're going to give away as many as we can. I'll always remember, I always have to say this. Obviously, we're a little small church in the middle of nowhere, Texas. If you were to drive past this church, you would look and go, oh, that's kind of sad. That's kind of depressing. Yes, we're a little church in the middle of nowhere, and we are not that big. We're not that significant of a podcast compared to some others, but we always do our very best to try to give back to people whenever and however we can, right? So we're going to be giving away a book today, and so if you think that you will actually use it and read it, by all means, email me. I'm going to tell you kind of how I'm going to prioritize how we're going to do this giveaway. Sometimes for giveaways, I ask you to do certain things, like maybe go leave a review on Apple Podcast and give us a 5-star rating to help us out. But usually when I do that, no one's willing to go put forth the effort, so then they don't want the book, okay? So that's not always the best way. So I'm not going to make you do anything specific, but we'll tell you all about it. So a couple of things. First, we are still in our Bible study exercise on 1 John. We are still there. I know I haven't been doing as many kind of daily episodes here through 1 John because really the focus has been trying to understand the purpose of the book, seeing the Gnostic connection. You know what I mean, the Gnostic connection, that I believe 1 John is a polemic against Gnosticism. I don't believe it's a test for you to try to determine that you're saved by not looking to Christ, but looking to the works that you do or what you do or don't do. I think that we've done a relatively good job demonstrating the Gnostic connection, utilizing the text, utilizing history, utilizing what was going on. I think our discussion about the Antichrist and that probably what's being referenced there is clearly the Gnostics, I think was very, at least in its primary application, was to one of the Gnostic leaders. We talked about that. I think that was super important, and I think we've done a very good job. So I haven't felt the need to like try to do something every day to keep you going through it, but of course, if you have any questions or difficulties or struggles, let me know and I can record extra broadcast. Obviously, tomorrow morning here at Victory Baptist Church at 10 a.m., we will be back in 1 John. And we're going to be, I think it'll be a very important study. We're going to look at how to interpret or the different ways throughout church history people have tried to interpret some passages in 1 John chapter 3. About that, those of us basically who are Christians, well, we don't sin anymore. We stop sinning somehow. So we're going to talk about that, and that should be a very interesting study, and that will be a part of the Bible study exercise. So I haven't forgotten. Please, 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 if you, first of all, if you're utilizing the curriculum, continue to work through the curriculum on 1 John. You're going to see their approach is very different than our approach. Please look at it, read it. Question it. If you have any struggles or if there's something in the curriculum you're like, oh, I want you to talk about this, let me know and I will talk about the curriculum. If you are listening and you have no idea about the curriculum, please go to theologycentral.net. That's our blog, or that's our pod page, theologycentral.net. When you get there, find the blog section. Look for the article that says Daily Discipleship Guide and just follow the link. It's absolutely free. It'll take you to ministrygrid.com. You sign up. It's free. and you have access to the curriculum. You'll have access to the adult study guide, the daily discipleship guide, and the leader guide for both the adult study guide and the daily discipleship guide. Please utilize it. Read it. Look at it. The curriculum is free. It's another thing that we're giving away. It's absolutely free. Now, it's free to you. People are paying for it. We've had one listener who's paid for, I can't remember how long they paid for. I think that time is about up. We have another individual who said that they will pay for, that they're going to offer a donation to try to cover some of the costs. Well, I don't know if they will or will not. I don't like to I don't like to force anyone. They asked me to email them and let them know. I'm not going to email them and say, hey, now it's time, I need your money. No, I'm not going to do that. But if they do, great. If they don't, we'll see how long the church can continue to pay for it, and we'll do that. Some of you have said that you haven't signed up because you were afraid of taking someone else's spot. Don't be. If you'll use the curriculum, sign up. Here's how it works. If we fill up all the spots, all we have to do is increase our subscription to the curriculum, and then more people can sign in. It's just to be a matter if we could afford it. But if you're using the curriculum, don't hesitate. Go, well, I don't want to take any. No, jump in, use it. Trust me. We want every spot taken and everyone using the curriculum. And we'll be moving on to the next series of studies. After we get done with 1 John, we're gonna continue the Bible study exercises and using the curriculum. And we're gonna try to do it. Maybe we can make it all through 2022. It's gonna be your interaction, your participation. So please sign up for the curriculum. Again, theologycentral.net blog section. Look for the blog entry that says Daily Discipleship Guide or something along those lines. Follow that link. If you cannot find it, email me. I'll send you the link. Sign up and use the curriculum, all right? Sometimes we're following the curriculum very carefully. Sometimes we'll take major detours from the curriculum, but it's still there to supplement what we're doing. And that's so very important. It's always been there to supplement. It's not been there to completely be the whole Bible study exercise. It's to supplement what I'm doing. Sometimes we'll rely on it heavily. Sometimes we will not, but utilize it and let me know, okay? And we'll probably be referencing the curriculum tomorrow morning. So if you're tuning in live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., we'll be using the curriculum. We will. We'll see what the curriculum had to say in regards to 1 John chapter 3. And scriptures like this, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, 1 John 3:9. We're going to see what the curriculum has to say. We're going to look at what the curriculum has to say. Then we're going to go through church history and look at all the different ways people have tried to interpret that verse. Should be fun, should be interesting. So make sure you tune in. Sign up for the curriculum. It is free. Okay, so that's one of the giveaways we have been doing. It's right there. Most of the people who have used the curriculum have found it at least somewhat beneficial and useful. So I hope you're using that. Just let me know. I mean, if you're interacting with a curriculum, like you're using it, let me know what you're seeing, what you agree, disagree, just any feedback, because then I can take how you're interacting with a curriculum, take that and probably build an entire live broadcast based off of it. So we will do that. Okay. So, and I will say this, there is one of the people who are participating in the Bible study exercises, who has signed up for the curriculum and is participating. They emailed me the other day, and they lost a loved one who passed away. So God knows who they are. I'm not going to give any names. God knows the entire situation. Please pray for peace, for comfort, for rest. Just, we all know the pain and suffering that comes from losing someone. So please just pray for them. They are one of the people participating in the Bible study exercise, and they've signed up for the curriculum, and they email me. In fact, in the midst of losing someone, they still emailed me their homework on 1 Corinthians 3. Even losing someone, they still sent me their homework for 1 Corinthians. That was humbling to me and convicting. Because it demonstrated a commitment to study even in the midst of a difficult time. So so just pray for the individual. God knows who they are. He knows the situation. But please actually pray. That would be very, very much appreciated, okay? So please do that. And anyone else who's involved in the study, please, you know, we added 1 Corinthians 3 to the study right now. So please, you know, I know you may not see, well, we're studying 1 John. I don't want to do anything in 1 Corinthians. Trust me, that study in 1 Corinthians is absolutely essential to our study in 1 John. There is a clear connection and correlation, and so please participate in that. All right, so that's a lot of things going on. Oh, also, do not forget, if you go to theologycentral.net, if you go to our pod page, if you look at the drop-down menu, or it may be a cross on your screen, depending on the screen you're using, look for the little tab for the Theology Central Book Club. Join the book club, Theology Central Book Club. It's absolutely free. You don't have to buy anything. The book club is simply there. When I see a book that I think is interesting, I just suggest it to the book club. And then you'll get an email letting you know that I just added another book to the book club. You can then look at the book if you want to purchase it. I don't get any money. It goes directly to Amazon. It's going to take you to the book club is built by Amazon, but we have that just another thing so that I, in a sense, I can communicate with you without even having to turn on the microphone. I can say, now I suggest books that may be good, books that may be questionable, but they're books that I think are interesting. And so I put them there and then you can look at them and see what you think. If you question why I suggested a book, just email me there. That's a live broadcast episode. I can then talk about the book and tell you why I suggested it. So please, theologycentral.net, find the book club tab, join the book club. It's absolutely free. And whenever I'm looking at a book and I suggest it, you'll get notified. And that will be, I think that's just another cool way of staying in touch with all of the listeners. And speaking of the book club, a book that I did suggest in the book club is a book that we are about to do a giveaway for. Are you ready? Today, we are giving away a copy, or copies, I should say, plural, of The Essential Scriptures, a handbook of the biblical text for key doctrines. I'm giving away a copy, and I know that's a long title, The Essential Scriptures, a handbook of the biblical text for key doctrines. Now, typically this would cost you about $18, not counting shipping. So we're giving this away. Let me read you a little bit about the book. All right. Which Bible verses support the doctrine? All good theology is grounded in the Word of God, right? All good theology is grounded in the Word of God. Yet sometimes it's hard to keep track of which scriptures support certain doctrines. That's where the essential scriptures come in. With an easy-to-use handbook format, the reference work moves through the main headings of systematic theology, offering full quotations of the biblical verses that undergird various doctrines. No more jumping back and forth between multiple sources. The essential scriptures put it all in one place, providing not only the biblical support, but also a learned exposition of how these passages serve as the basis for the doctrine under discussion. All right? They say every pastor, scholar, student, and lover of theology needs this book in their library. The essential scriptures will be the classic that generations of theologians turn to again and again. Again, it is called The Essential Scriptures, a handbook of the biblical text for key doctrines. All right. Again, let me read it again. All good theology, or let me read to you again the description. All good theology is grounded in the Word of God. Yet sometimes it's hard to keep track of which scriptures support certain doctrines. That's where the essential scriptures comes in. With an easy-to-use handbook format, the reference work moves through the main headings of systematic theology, offering full quotations of the biblical verses that undergird various doctrines. No more jumping back and forth between multiple sources. The essential scriptures puts it all in one place, providing not only the biblical support, but also a learned exposition of how those passages serve as the basis for the doctrine under discussion. All right. I think you're going to really like it. I'm looking inside of it right now. I think you're really going to appreciate it personally. I think you are. I'll just give you an example here. Let me go down. It is 330 plus pages. So right there should give you enough to, I mean, there should be plenty here to consider. But for example, the book starts in chapter one, basically, what is theology? What is theology? Gives you a kind of a description of what theology is, gives you key scriptures, why study theology, to know Christ. I'm not going to describe everything here. Let me just say, I think it's going to be well worth you getting this book. The Essential Scriptures, a Handbook of the Biblical Text for Key Doctrines. We want to give it away, and here's how we're going to do this, all right? Here's why we're going to do it. First, if you are a member of the Bible study exercise community, and what do I mean by that? And that means you have signed up for the curriculum, and you have engaged in email with me. If you want a copy of this book and you know you will use it, you email me, newsif@yahoo.com, newsif@yahoo.com. Make sure you give me your first and last name and a good mailing address. I will immediately go to Amazon, order you a copy, and have it sent directly to you. We're going to make you the priority first because you have, well, you're part of the community. You've been studying. So I want to give you a good reference tool. All right. So those will go first. All right. Those will go first. Then, depending on what we have, how many other books we can give away, all right, then anybody else who wants one, like, and the key is, you think you're going to use it. If you're going to use it, you don't have to, all you have to do is send me your name, first and last name, and an address. You don't need to send anything else. You don't need to sign up for the curriculum. You don't need to do anything else. All you have to do is say, I want the book. I'll use the book. You don't even need, just send me, just say, I would like a copy of the book with your name and your address, and I will order one and have it sent to you as soon as possible. Again, I do not know how many we can give away. I'm going to try to give away as many as we can within reason so that I don't bankrupt the church, okay? But I'm going to give away. If you want to help contribute in any way to the book giveaway, go to theologycentral.net, go to the donate tab, and just put in there for the book giveaway. Just put for the book giveaway, and then guess what? Then that will be used from the church. That goes directly to the church, and then that will be used to cover the cost. But there you have it. So first and foremost, if you're a part of the Bible, I'll call it the Bible study exercise community, right? You're the ones who have signed up for the curriculum. You're using the curriculum. You're sending me your notes, and you're, even if you're not sending me notes, some people just send me questions, right? They ask me questions, and they ask very good questions. Someone asked me a good question yesterday about, well, why wouldn't, in 1 John, they just name Gnosticism? Very good question. Well, the term Gnosticism doesn't really get utilized, created and used till much later. And then I gave them the Greek term that they would have used at the time. So it was a very good question. That's participating. So even if you haven't sent me your homework, if you've emailed me in any way, shape, or form, you're participating. Even if you haven't emailed me, if you're just a part, if you've signed up for the curriculum and you've never emailed me, that's, you're still a part of the community. So please, you let me know first, and then you will get the books first. And then anyone else, though, don't go, well, I'm not part of the Bible study exercise. I'm never going to be a part of the Bible study exercise. I'm never going to sign up for the curriculum. I'm probably never going to listen to him again. That's fine. If you're never going to listen to me again, but I can get you a good reference book for theology and the study of Scripture, then you know what? At least you'll always see that book and remember that you got it from the Theology Central podcast, even if you never listen to us again, because it'll be beneficial, all right? Those on YouTube who listen, still email me. I know you might try to post it in the comments. Well, one, I don't want your address there in the comments. That would be bad. But number two, email me. And I'm not, please note, I'm not going to take your email and then send you an email every 3 months telling you I need money, because that's what so many, I get those emails every day from ministries all across the country because I signed up for something, a newsletter or a devotional. Next thing you know, every 3 months, sometimes it's monthly, sometimes it's weekly. Hey, we need money. We need money. We need money. If you send me an email to get a copy of the book, we don't bombard you with emails asking for money. If anybody wants to help support the book giveaway, I've already told you, go to theologycentral.net, hit the donate tab there. Goes directly to the church. End of story. It doesn't come to me. Goes to the church. Then we're all good. And then you just say, for the book giveaway. And then that money will be tagged just for that. Okay? So, all right. There you have it. Again, we're going to be giving away the Essential Scriptures, a Handbook of the Biblical Text for Key Doctrines. Again, this book will earn you about $18 For hardcover, you can buy used copies for $13, or you can buy it for the Kindle for, $15 for the Kindle. I've got some credits, so I can get it for $12.49 on the Kindle. But definitely think about getting this book. I think you'll if you don't want to get it through the book giveaway, at least purchase yourself a copy. If you have a church that has a library, consider purchasing it for your church library so that people have access to it. Or if you're a Sunday school teacher, can maybe talk to your pastor to buy everyone in your Sunday school a copy of the book. Or you look at it and then see, But that's what we're doing. Hopefully this will be beneficial. And hopefully we'll give away some books. Hopefully we did. We've always semi-successful in giving away books, and we'll do our very best. So again, The Essential Scriptures, a handbook of the biblical text for key doctrines. All right. So I think you'll enjoy it. I think it'll be beneficial, and it'll be a reference tool. I like giving away reference tools because that's books you can use over and over and over and over, instead of giving you a book that you may read once and then you get rid of it. That reference tools are things you can use over and over, like Bible dictionaries, Bible handbooks, Bible encyclopedias, surveys of the Bible. Those kinds of things is what I tend to try to give away because I want people to have those tools. Some people can't afford tools. And if you're trying to study the Bible and you can't afford a tool, let me know what tool you need. I'll do everything in my power to ensure that you can get the tools you need to study the scriptures correctly. I will definitely do everything I can to get you what you need. May not be able to get you everything you want, but I'll definitely make sure you've got what you need to get you started. And definitely we'll do that. All right. So there you have it. The Essential Scriptures, a handbook of the biblical text for key doctrines. Email me at newsif@yahoo.com. That's news. The letters I, India, F, Frank, news, IF, @yahoo.com. I will need to say, I need the book, first and last name, and a good address, because I'm going to go straight to Amazon, click order, and send it to that address. All right, so that's where it will go. All right, I will try to email you and say, your book is on the way. All right, I will try to email you and tell you that. At some point, we'll have to stop the giveaway, obviously, because of limited resources, but we will try to give away as many as we can. And if we run out, put it this way, if I can't get you one now, I may have to wait, but I will find a way to get you one as soon as I have the money. Okay. I promise you that. All right. So there we go. All right. I know I wish I could give you an exact number. I don't have an exact number. We're just going to see how it works. We're just going to see where it goes. All right. So there you have it. The Essential Scriptures, a handbook of the biblical text for key doctrines. Email me now. Email me right now, and we will do what we can in order to give away some books. That's what we will do. There we go. All right. And we've already got someone asking for the book. So that's good. So we've already got someone asking for the book. Oh, and we've already got someone who gave us a donation to cover the cost. So, and he covered a cost for a number of books. So there you go. So to the person who I won't give his name, but to the person who gave us the donation, thank you. And you've already covered the cost for, the one book that someone's already asked for. So we've already got a request for the book, and we've already got a donation. So we've had both things at the exact same time. So that's pretty successful. So I'll try to get the book ordered. We'll do that, and we'll try to make this as beneficial to everyone as possible. All right. So there you go. Again, the curriculum, it's free. Please sign up and use the curriculum. Please, please, please. We want this to be successful. Make sure you sign up for the Theology Central Book Club. That's absolutely free. And whenever I suggest a book like this, you'll already know about it. And those are two important things. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for our study of 1 John for Sunday school. We're going to try to get back to Romans. The plan is to get back to Romans tomorrow for the morning worship service. That's the plan. We may have to finish up 1 John. And then we've got the Niagara Creed to do. We've got the Niagara Creed to finish. We've got Romans to get back into. We may do a study of what's called the 39 articles. We may do that. because I had to buy a Christmas gift for someone, and I gave them an exposition of the 39 articles, and I thought, you know what? That would be a good study. So we may incorporate that at some point. I don't know. So the goal this coming Sunday is Sunday school live in person, Sunday morning live and in person, Sunday night live and in person, and next Wednesday live and in person. We're going to try to get back to a normal schedule completely. So that will limit maybe some of the live broadcasts that I get to do extra because, you know, but we'll see. So that's all. That's everything that's going on here. Thank you. We got some other ideas that I'm working on that I don't know if they would be successful, but we will see. I'm always trying to come up with new ideas, but there you go. Book giveaway. Take advantage, everyone. Thanks for the person who gave the donation. Thanks to the person who requested a copy of the book. And anybody else, I'm waiting to hear from you. And we'll get the book out to you as soon as possible. And we want you to use it, and we want you to benefit greatly from it. All right, everyone have a great day, and there we go. All right, I'm getting some other notifications about other things, but I need lunch. So everyone have a great day. God bless.